USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says his administration will be putting pressure on governors nationwide to reopen K through 12 schools this fall, despite the continuing pandemic.
Everybody wants it. The moms want it. The dads want it. The kids want it. It's time to do it.
Speaking yesterday at the White House, the president said he doesn't want governors to keep schools closed for political reasons. And in his remarks, Vice President Mike Pence said there's no substitute for in-class learning. The United States is officially out of the World Health Organization in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. President Trump had announced in May that the U.S. would be terminating its partnership. He said the WHO had failed to make the requested and greatly needed reforms he's been calling for. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any other possible disaster devastated your town. You're out of power. No lights. No news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries. It comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long range AM receiver, a high sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo emergency weather band radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX. That's 877-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
The White House says Mary Trump's tell-all book about the president's family is a book of falsehoods. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany telling reporters that the book from the president's niece is filled with what she calls ridiculous, absurd allegations that she says have absolutely no bearing in truth. Mary Trump is claiming, among other things, that President Trump and his siblings devalued assets and committed fraud. Another major American company announces some major job cuts because of the pandemic. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
In another major cut due to the coronavirus, Levi's has said that it will cut 7,000 jobs, or about 15% of its worldwide corporate workforce, as it deals with a sharp drop in sales. The San Francisco-based jean maker said the layoffs will save about $100 million per year and won't affect workers at its stores or factories.
Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Colorado State University researchers are predicting an active hurricane season this year, the latest forecast showing 20% higher named storms this year. They predict that 9 of them will become hurricanes and 4 of them will become major hurricanes. The last time CSU had predicted this many named storms was in 2005. 5 men rescued and now safe after their boat capsized in the Long Island Sound. It was approximately 4:40 yesterday afternoon Eastern when the 911 call came in regarding an incident just off the coast of Crab Meadow Beach. 3 passengers who were wearing life vests were able to swim to a nearby beach, and officers threw a flotation device to the remaining 2 men who were not wearing life jackets. And a Florida woman is running for the kids. Karen Lubetsky ran 150 miles straight in order to raise money for the Childhood Cancer Project. It took the 49-year-old a little over 38 hours to run those 150 miles without stopping, raising over $12,000 for the organization. Lubetsky is an ultra-marathon runner, and since COVID-19 has canceled other races she was training for. And again, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.